It's big announcement time.
Drum roll, please.
We are going on tour.
Just, yay!
Northern News, live around the North.
Of course it's around the North.
We're not doing any Southern dates on this tour.
No way. We are going to the big ones, our big ones in the North. We're going Sheffield.
23rd of June.
We're going Hull.
26th of June.
We're going Leeds.
27th of June.
And we're rounding it off in Manchester.
On the 28th of June.
What a week.
Oh my God. We've done some live shows in Edinburgh and London. And we love them so much.
They're so much fun.
We do little fun headlines. There's slides. There's visuals.
Oh, it's brilliant. We can't wait to do it. And we can't wait to see you there. We'll see you in person. You'll see us in person.
You'll see our faces. You'll see whatever attempt at merch I've cobbled together in a shed.
So get your tickets now for the Northern News live tour at plosive.co.uk. That is plosive.co.uk.
We're going to get chunked out of our beans.
Let's do it.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Hello and welcome to Northern News, a podcast with me, Ian Smith.
And me, Amy Gledhill. I'm from a lovely little place called Hull.
And I'm from the thinking man's Pontefract, Goole.
And we've been living in London, much to our family's shame, for too long.
So, we're going to be trawling the newspapers to find out all the stories we've missed from the North.
This is Northern News. It's Christmas!
In 4 days'
time. In 4 days' time.
Oh, four more sleeps.
Do you feel Christmassy?
You can see me, Amy.
Yeah.
I've got a tinsel all around my body.
Well, it must be under your clothes, but fine.
Yeah,
sure.
I do like Christmas.
Do you?
I got a question for you. This is something that I think about Christmas.
Yeah.
That people disagree with me. I think tinsel's got a smell.
Interesting.
I think it's got a smell that I love. I don't know what it is, but some people say tinsel's odourless.
Describe the smell of tinsel.
It smells like warmth in your nostrils, like metal cinnamon.
Oh.
I've Googled it and this hasn't helped. It's just someone on Reddit going, I say yes, has a very distinct smell that smells just like Christmas. Fucking hell.
Do you know what? Do you have a tree up?
At the time of recording,
yeah.
I don't have a tree up.
Do you plan to have a tree up?
I think we might get a little tree.
Oh, get a little tree.
A little tree. Do you have a tree up?
No, I'm still in the middle of moving. But
Will you have a tree?
I might project one onto the wall.
What? Are you from the future?
I think I might be from the future, Ian. Do you know what I love? I love putting the... on Netflix, there's a log fire programme.
Well, you just put a log fire on.
Yeah, and you just put a log fire on. It's got, you can either have crackling, like the fire, or you can have Christmas songs.
Well, it's like different episodes.
Yeah.
Log fire, season two.
Yeah.
Previously on log fire. The log fire was burning. Season two. It's still, we put a new log on.
This time, even more logs. Well, thanks for listening on this Christmas episode.
Ho, ho, ho!
What have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to? Well, I bought myself a little present.
Oh, yeah?
My new flat. You got two options. You can have the main light on in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then it looks like you're being interrogated. With a fucking torch in your eyes. So bright. Or you can have... I've got like three lamps so far.
Ooh.
And I bought myself a little lamp for my side of the bed. And it's a little chargeable LED lamp.
Oh, yeah.
And you touch the top of it and it turns it on, different settings. I like that. It's like, boom, boom, you're on. And you charge it up in your laptop. I'd say I charged it up for about 2 hours to make sure. And that LED lamp will give you 20 minutes of light before it fucks off. And it's like your own lamp's going, bedtime! I want to stay up for a while. It's the weakest lamp.
Yeah, I have to ask why you just didn't get one that you could plug in.
Oh, you think I didn't think of that, Amy? You think I didn't think of plug sockets? There's shit all plug sockets in this.
Oh.
There's plugs on one side of the bed.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to it's one lead. Socket there. So you'd have to extension lead and then another extension lead into that around the other side. And I don't think you should double extension.
Not under a bed.
No, no, no.
Not where you're going to put your head and sleep.
Yeah, when it could explode.
Yeah.
So I've had to go LED rechargeable.
Oh, this sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it's weak.
Could you get a solar panel, a solar light? My mum's got one in the garden and it charges all day and then it comes on at night.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you a big thing with that. She's got it in the garden. The sun ain't getting to this room.
Couldn't you leave it in the garden charging?
Well, we're in the middle flat, so I'd have to leave it in the downstairs neighbour's garden.
Yeah.
And before I go, I knock on her door, get back from a gig quite late, knock on her door. She's getting up. Oh, are you all right? Is nipping your garden? She's like, we're going to have to do this every night. Yeah. What, you got a problem with that? I don't like your attitude. Get in the garden, get the lamp on, get a good 40 minutes out of that.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, are you up? Put it in your garden again, please. You're moaning about getting your garden.
Getting your garden. Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, yeah. What have you been up to, Amy? I hope you've had a better life than me.
Do you know what, Ian? I wouldn't say I have, actually.
Oh, really?
No, I was going to go to a party. A party of one of our fellow podcast family, Stevie, from Nobody Panic.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't go, Ian. Because I was getting ready to go. I ordered a takeaway to have before I left, right? Didn't have anything in. And I ordered, for the first time ever, and I thought this could either be the best thing in the world or the worst thing, I ordered a roast.
A takeaway roast,
yeah. Pick your chicken, what you want on it, and then your sides, right?
Oh.
It was great. It came, I'd ordered Portuguese chicken.
Wow.
I'd never had Portuguese chicken before.
Must have took ages to come over.
It took bloody hours on that flight. Anyway, it gets here. It's been ages. The delivery driver's got lost. I've had to go out into the street and find him, blah, blah, blah. So by the time we get it back, it's cold. Fine. Anyway, talking of lamps, my boyfriend will not have the big light on in any circumstance. Beautiful in a way, unless you're trying to do something.
Yeah.
It's lit very atmospherically, right? So it's dark, it's gloomy. This takeaway's here. I'm not really paying attention. You know, I'm sort of half getting ready. I've got the telly on. I take a bite out of this chicken, right? I think, God, that's cold. Swallow it down. And then I think, God, that was really cold. Ian, I look at it, honestly, and I've got a picture. It is raw. It is uncooked chicken.
Oh, fuck.
It is proper, fully uncooked chicken.
How much have you had?
One bite.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
I've swallowed it down and then gone, uh-oh. And then I turn the light on and I look at it and I'm like, oh, no. And then I was like, instantly was like, well, I'm going to be sick. But I think it was psychological.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And it felt like I swallowed an insect or something. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that's inside me. It was just revolting. And then I was like, I give it a few minutes to see if I'm all right. I wasn't all right, it turned out.
So
I didn't go to the party. And then I...
One bite of raw chicken.
One bite.
And that's it done.
This is science, right?
Yeah.
I thought, raw chicken on an empty stomach is going to be bad because that's all the stomach's dealing with. So I thought, what if I douse it in ice cream?
Ice cream?
Yeah. I was panicking. And so I got a little tub of vegan ice cream.
Oh, no.
Out of...
You put vegan ice cream in with a raw chicken?
Yeah. Big time. Ian, there was a point where, honestly, I was hairdrying this little tub of ice cream to make it soft so I could eat it quicker.
Yeah.
I thought if I could sort of coat the chicken.
Could have cooked the chicken with a hairdryer close enough.
Oh, my God, I could have cooked the chicken. If I could have fit in the microwave, everything would have been all right. So think about that when you're cooking your poultry.
Yeah. Or when you're ordering your LED lamps. We're both taught a lesson.
We're both learning Christmas lessons.
Mm. What a Christmassy start.
What a Christmassy start.
That's got me right in the mood. Remember to cook your turkeys.
And charge your lamps.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll have, and I don't mind saying this, a shit Christmas.
Get off me baubles, Nana.
Well, enough of this. Hoi polloi. It's time to hear what's been going on in the north, if you will, please, sir.
Well, this is a Christmassy story, but it's set in June.
Ooh.
Would you believe it?
I don't know if I can believe it.
We're talking about Beverley.
The woman or the place?
It's about a Christmas tree in Beverley. It's right. Got to be the place.
You'd hope so, otherwise, wowee.
No, the big story is that the town's Christmas tree is still standing in June because of a...
Because of a admin error.
No, that would almost make more sense.
Because of a practical bloody joke.
Yep. They kept up for a practical joke. No, animal.
An animal? Oh, has an animal made its house there?
Pigeon.
Oh!
It's your classic northern story involving a pigeon.
Oh, lovely.
This pigeon is... They've tried to take it down in January. That's when they wanted to take it down. But due to the Wildlife and Countryside Act of 1981, it's illegal to take, damage or destroy the nest of any wild bird while it's in use or being built. That means the tree can't be moved until the pigeon decides to move of its own free will.
Oh, wow.
And the tree is in a state. It's gone brown.
Oh, yeah, that's not ideal.
But the pigeon likes it, and it ain't fucking moving.
Good for that pigeon. Mm. Wow, I didn't know that was a rule.
Yeah, you can't move. Can't move a pigeon. You look like you're panicking, Amy. You've moved a pigeon nest.
Uh-oh. I feel like that. There's a film in that where it's like a building's about to be knocked down, but it's the local community centre. But a pigeon roosts in it and then they can't do it.
And would you maybe just, the local community, just pop a pigeon nest in there and go like, a pigeon nest there?
Yeah.
Is someone having to watch the tree and be like, that pigeon hasn't been there for 3 days. It's moved.
Or it might be on holiday.
It's moved out. Could be, that's the thing. They could take the tree down, the pigeon comes back with a tan. A tan and a suitcase going, the fuck is my home?
Loads of duty-free ciggies under its wing. Yeah. What the fuck?
Smelling of some perfume it's put on it during duty-free. Is that Paco Rabanne? Oh, that's me about my perfume. Where's my fucking house? I don't know if they'll ever do this. It's still got its lights up, albeit switched off, because they didn't want to disturb the pigeon.
God, it's been treated better than most citizens.
Yeah, they say someone like homeless on the street. Yeah. They'd be like, you're not allowed to sleep there. This is a fucking pigeon.
Yeah.
What a fucking sad state of the world.
Wow.
Councillor Dennis Healy, who I feel like we've heard...
I feel like maybe we've heard of Dennis Healy.
He said the council came to move it early in the year and the guys who found it said they shouldn't be moving it. So they didn't. What a summary.
Wow.
The council came to move it, but the guy said they shouldn't be moving it, and so they didn't move it.
Right, the press are coming today. We need our best guy on the job for an interview. Dennis, are you free? Huh? Dennis, you're going to need to talk to the press. Is that okay? All right. Dennis is great. He's going to give us some zingers. That's going to live on throughout the years. This is going to go viral, Dennis.
They have had to put a notice up in front of the tree to tell people like why it's there. I think everyone's just been like, why you still got your Christmas tree up? So now there's a sign in front of it going, there is a pigeon in this tree. We're not allowed to take it down. That's why we've still got a Christmas tree up. But they're going to have to put a new Christmas tree up, like just to the side
God,
of the old
one. Yeah, of course.
What if a pigeon goes in that? 10 years' time, High Street's a forest. Can't move.
Well, no, 10 years' time, there'll be 10 trees.
10 trees, that's a forest, isn't it?
High Street's a forest!
How many
it's
trees?
It's a forest land!
How many trees... For a forest?
Well, that's a very philosophical question.
Oh, I'm a bit off. 1,000 to 2,500 trees. But I found by the year 3,023, that's a forest.
2,000 and what?
3,000.
3,000? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's maybe a small
forest. pigeons won't exist then. We won't exist then.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Ding pigeons dong merrily on high.
Remember, everyone. Ringing. The world is burning. Pigeons won't exist. Feathers are flammable. Sing along if you know the words.
Do your trumpet.
That's more a trombone,
so
I reckon.
Oh, good. You're very talented.
Thank you.
At brass.
Yeah. I can do brass like Dennis Ealy can sum up a story.
This paper hat's a bag of shite.
Amy, what have you got as the as your festive bit of Northern news?
Oh, good question. Well, as Christmas approaches, what's an iconic thing that you think of for Christmas when you know that Christmas has started? It's an advert.
Oh, the Coca-Cola lorry.
The Coca-Cola lorry.
Is that a copyrighted song?
Holidays are coming.
Oh, I think if we might need to change the tune and the lyrics
holidays,
a bit.
Holidays, they're coming along. Holidays,
coming.
For you.
Look out, what's behind you could be a holiday. Ah, Easter's on your tail. But it's this time it's Christmas. That's what's coming for you.
Cha 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 cha. Yeah, so yeah. Exactly.
So, you know that,
so now we're all familiar. We're all on the same page. Yeah. Well, Ian, let me tell you, what if I was to tell you in Manchester, there's going to be a rival to this? And it's going to go through Manchester. Can you guess the company that are going to have the truck?
You would think it would be Pepsi, wouldn't you?
You'd think it would be.
I'm surprised they haven't done that, actually. That'd be such a funny advert for them. Yeah. Just a van with Pepsi on the side.
Yeah.
We're coming for you too. Is there, what is it, a drinks company, though?
No, it's not.
Aunt Bessie's.
No. It's something that sells many things.
Lidl.
No, but you're not millions of miles away.
Aldi. No, pound stretcher.
Oh, close.
The pound shop.
Poundland.
Poundland.
Poundland truck coming to Greater Manchester.
The Poundland truck.
To rival Coca-Cola. Now, the Poundland truck is blue.
Yeah.
In colour. It's not, but it's sort of like a light blue, like a baby blue. It doesn't feel massively Christmassy, but that's fine. It's going to drive through Manchester and Santa and his elf will be at the wheel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it is just like a normal lorry, so it will just be a man lorry driver, a man in a van. But I'd still be happy to see it.
Yeah.
And it's going to, it's actually heading out across the UK.
Spreading the Poundland word.
Spreading the Poundland word. Poundland bosses have transformed a truck.
Let's hear how they've transformed it. What have they done to it? Painted it blue?
Yeah, it's blue. It's got an elf on it.
Oh, all right.
It's got an elf on it and it says, Merry Christmas from Poundland. The trucks will cover 10,000 miles over 24 days, delivering presents and gifts to Poundland's 800 plus stores. So it's just a delivery van. But I love
delivering
what they've
gifts.
Done
there. Here are some gifts that you can price up and sell.
Yeah. And all I need in return is a stock check from a good boy and girl. Yeah, delivering the gifts on pallets, I imagine.
That's how I get all my Christmas presents.
It's called the Poundland Express. And you can hashtag it if you see it. Hashtag Poundland Express.
Who's doing that?
Well, because if you do it, Ian, if you let me finish, if you do it, you could be in with a shout of winning a £250 voucher.
I'm just going to do
Ian,
it now.
Ian, that's 250 items.
God, wow, it is, isn't it?
That's too many items.
How do they know that you have actually seen it? You could just be like, I've seen your van. Hashtag Poundland Express.
Let's do it.
They haven't thought any
of
this through.
A lot of it through. Poundland's transport operations manager, who obviously we all know and love, it's fucking Anthony Kay. Of course it is.
Anthony Kay. Shout out if you're listening.
Huge shout out to Anthony Kay. He says, we can't wait to hit the road today and see the reaction to the trucks as they deliver to our stores right across the UK and Ireland.
What?
Get him on with Dennis Healy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Pair him up.
No, I don't mean it.
I want to listen to their pod.
Their pod.
So I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice that they're doing that.
If I saw it, I would go, ooh, but no more than that.
Yeah.
But why does it need to be more than that? Why can't we just be happy with going, ooh?
What would you do if you saw the Coca-Cola lorry?
What would I do if I saw the Coca-Cola lorry?
How would you react?
I think I would be a bit like, oh, look. I try and be like, oh, gross, capitalism. I'm not a kid. I'm not bothered. But inside I'm going, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'd be looking around at anyone who wants smiling and I'd make them smile.
Would you?
Yeah. Come on! The Coca-Cola lorry! You got no love in your heart! No Christmas spirit in your loins!
It's the Poundland Express, you miserable bastards! Show a bit of respect!
Why is no one else saluting the Poundland truck? Singing the national anthem out loud. God save our gracious Poundland!
Oh, that's a very strange national anthem.
Yeah, but that's how I sing it.
What country is it for?
From Poundland.
The Poundland.
Imagine if Poundland got independence.
Give them it.
Give them it. Give
just
your
give them
passport
it
to go in.
Could be like the Vatican City.
Yeah, yeah. We've noticed our sales have gone down now. You've got to have your passport with you.
And there's border control.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Everybody look out for the Poundland Express.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Pop some Yorkshires in their stockings.
So our special guest is Hull's finest, Lucy Beaumont. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I think I'm all right. I think
good.
I think if you asked like a group of people, I think maybe like a lot of them would say I wasn't, but it depends. It sort of depends who you asked. Depends who you asked, doesn't it, really?
It does.
But you're the main person to ask when it comes to how are you, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I trust you.
Oh, well, I'm great.
Good. Now, this is our Christmas episode. Are you feeling Christmassy?
It's not for me.
Oh, really?
No, I've done a lot of them now, you know. I've had enough of them now, really, to know if I like them or not. It's not for me.
What don't you like about Christmas?
Oh, it's just, there's just a lot going on, isn't there? It's a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. And obviously you've got a child.
This is why I put on a front and pretend that I love it. So she doesn't know. It's the best thing about having a kid, you know, because you can make it all magical for them at Christmas. So that is lovely.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop me from thinking it's all ridiculous.
But it's good that you're hiding that and you're not sort of saying to your kid, this is all ridiculous, isn't
it? Yeah, totally hiding it. Yeah, no, it's good. Inside, I've gone into a cave, but on the outside.
How do you spend your Christmas day? What's the routine?
Just trying not to get too drunk.
Yeah.
Obviously, I want to wipe it from my memory, but I try to be present and cook a nice dinner. And it's love, you know.
This is like a big point of contention, apparently, with Northerners and Southerners. Do you have Yorkshire puddings with your Christmas dinner?
Really? What? People do have Yorkshire puddings?
Apparently.
A lot of people don't, yeah. They think it's like a roast event, but not a Christmas event.
What do you? Do you have Yorkshire pudding?
Of course. It's the best bit.
Do you, Lucy?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. But I mean, to be honest, just those Aunt Bessie ones, I don't think you can beat them.
No.
You know, the ones, there's the 5 minute ones, but then there's the ones that are 45 minutes or something. Those slower ones are even better.
Oh, really? This is, it's taken us so many episodes in this podcast to actually have a guest who's up for a proper in-depth chat about Yorkshire pudding. Do you think Aunt Bessie's still alive?
I don't think it was ever a real person. I think it was a marketing ploy.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
It's like, you know Frankie and Benny's?
Yeah.
They were really two Italian brothers that set up restaurants in New York, you know.
Oh, my God.
Who are they?
Totally made up. It's just really? Like a British, well, what? You know, British franchise.
Aunt Bessie, the current chairman, Nicholas Ortred, is the great-great-grandson of the founder, William Jackson.
William Jackson?
Oh, darling.
Some old fucking bloke.
So we have Yorkshire's on the Christmas dinner. That has been established. We're all doing it right. What time do you have your Christmas dinner? When do you open your presents? I'm fascinated about people's rituals because I've realised, because my boyfriend does it different. There's a real bone of contention of like what order to do things in.
Why? What does he do?
Presents after dinner.
I
can't be waiting that long.
I think that's, it's presents mad. Before.
Who would do that? Why would you? Why? Yeah. Why?
I know.
You can't carry on this relationship.
It's got to end.
Yeah.
What about, so talk us through your itinerary of the day.
It's all dictated to by, because obviously I have a 7-year-old, so she gets up at 4:30 in the morning.
God. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And says, has he been? And we say, yeah. And so she opens her presents and then we go downstairs. Then she opens more. Then I try to start drinking alcohol.
What time is it now? About 6.
Only about 5:30 now. She'll have loads of sugar and she'll go mental. Then we'll all crash. And it should be about lunchtime, but it's only 6:00 in the morning. Then we put on some sort of film just to try and have like a rest.
It's a long day, isn't it, actually? If you've got a 7-year-old. Because it's over it by 10 a.m. in a lot of ways. You could go back to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they've already been told off at this point. 3 times.
Everyone's crying.
Getting too overexcited. Yeah. And then, but then it's nice. There's a lot of family about, then that's fun, you know, because the comings and goings and stuff. It is lovely. I think I'm putting a downer on it. It is nice, isn't it?
Right. We've won you round.
We've done it.
Christmas is fantastic.
Which part of Hull are you from, Lucy? I should have asked, really.
Well, I'm West Hull. I was brought up on Springbank, but then we moved to Hesel when I was a bit older.
Oh, we've had someone on from Hesel, Callum Scott. Do you know there's a Hesel feast?
Yeah, I used to be part of it.
Did you?
What did you do?
All different things. I think I've done a dance before. And I think I've had a bun sale. And I think I've helped roast a pig.
Oh!
Because I was, you know, part of the girl guides and stuff. I always have an active role in Hesselstein. Yeah. I think I was allowed to turn it one year.
Bloody hell.
I wish I was joking about this.
I got my turning pig badge. Lucy, do you have any stories for us from Hull?
Yeah, there's one I sort of briefly talked about it on Taskmaster, actually, but since then I've had clarification that it is a real story. Confirmation, really. And I had got the story a bit wrong, and the story is actually worse than I thought.
Oh.
And I just think if that many people have grown up with the same story, it must be true, surely.
What's the story? Maybe I've heard it. What's the story?
Well, it's got a Christmas theme because it was a sailor in Hull. So we're talking like, I think it was like in the 30s or 40s, you know, really long time ago. It's just because he was from Hesel Road, it seems like families who've lived on there have passed this story down generations. So his wife sadly couldn't have children. And at Christmas, what he did whilst he was away, he bought her a monkey.
Right.
And she was delighted. She used to dress it up in little baby clothes and take it out in a pram. And then the bit that I didn't know, I knew it didn't. Oh, so basically, no. she tried to breastfeed the monkey.
Oh, no.
And it bit her nipple off.
No.
Oh. Yeah, and she died.
And she what? Died?
She could die from a nipple off?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, happy Christmas, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Some people will be saving this episode up for Christmas Day. Like, do you like Christmas, Lucy? No, it's shit. And a woman died. Her nipple got bitten off.
God, I've never heard of that. I can't believe people have heard of that.
What a heartwarming tale.
It was a heartwarming tale.
Do you have anything else from Hull for us?
I mean, as you know, I've for years collected stories out of the Hull Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And I did have a scrapbook of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a few. I think one of my favourite ones is the roofer that he was on someone's roof and he did a poo down someone's chimney.
that's a Christmassy story as well.
It is, yeah.
Santa Claus.
But he interviewed the homeowner and he said, I sacked that roofing company and I got another one in to finish the job.
Oh. Oh God. Lucy, you've been on tour, as both Ian and I know, as we've done bits of support for you, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And you've got more tour to come next year.
I have, in March. I start back in March, more southern dates this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to do the southern dates, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, well, they've sold better than the northern dates.
Have they?
Really?
Yeah, so quicker, yeah.
That will change after this podcast appearance.
Oh, yeah. This is the big one.
The Northern
one.
Army. That's what we call our fans.
And also, you've got a new podcast yourself.
I have, yeah. Do you advise doing a podcast? How have you found it?
We have a lovely time. And your podcast is with a friend of the show, Sam Campbell.
Yes, it is. Yeah, lovely Sam. Yeah.
Lovely Sam.
It's like the little brother I didn't want.
Oh,
and what's the podcast about? How? What's your
Your guess is as good as mine. Really.
That probably does sum up you and Sam doing a podcast quite well.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen?
We'll get to that bit eventually, won't we? So don't need to worry about it now, do we?
Oh gosh! And what's the podcast called?
Perfect Brains.
Oh, beautiful title. When does it come out?
We're going to start in 2024, which is next year.
Yeah. It sounds far away, doesn't it? But it's really not.
Yeah,
really
it sounds very futuristic, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. 2024. What year do you think it is? What year do you feel like it is? Do you know what I mean? I always think it's still about, like, I don't know, 2008.
Yeah. It's weird when you think 2001 was 10 years ago. That freaks me out.
I think this is how people from old talk. Lucy's gone, we're doing it in 2024, which is next year. Your immediate next question, what year do you think it is? I think it's 2008. And then Lucy... Yeah, it's weird thinking 2001 was 10 years ago. Fucking hell. Can't, this podcast with you and Sam is going to be absolute chaos.
Oh, well, Lucy, it's been such a pleasure to have you on and to chat to you.
It has been. I'm sorry for everything I've said.
No, it's been wonderful. Good luck with the... with the pod in the year 2024.
Thank you.
Good luck with the tour. And have a lovely Christmas.
Oh, I will. Don't worry about me, will you?
I'll be waking up at 10 a.m. and I'll be thinking, oh, bet Lucy's hammered. Bet she's absolutely smashed now.
Oh, I hope you both have a good Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, that's Lucy. So nice. We'll speak to you soon. Enjoy your day. See you later. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Nana's clogged up.
What's been going on in Ghoul?
So I found this is a rare article for Ghoul that's in the national papers.
Oh.
This is in The Sun.
Oh, boo.
One of the nation's most popular newspapers. Boo. And the headline is, it's a catastro tree.
Ayo.
It's another tree-based story.
Catastro tree. Uh-oh, they've spelt something wrong.
They are legends.
The word is catastrophe, you idiots. You idiots.
Someone who doesn't understand puns reading The Sun. They've done it again. These people are thick as shit. I'm never buying this newspaper again. Oh, hang on. There's a picture of a lovely lady. Yeah. Now I've remembered why I would listen to her read this newspaper.
And there's Ian's Cockney character coming back out. Yeah. It's been a few eps since we've seen him.
For some cheeky little boobies on page 3. Lovely.
Cheeky little boobies.
Page 4. Ah, they've done a fucking spelling wrong again. Yeah, a catastrophe. Residents hit out at Scrooge Council Chiefs for putting up a Christmas tree with just one bauble.
No, they didn't.
One bauble for Ghoul's Christmas tree?
No. How big's the bauble?
Well, the bauble is a decent size, but I'm going to get the image up in a separate tab for you here, Amy. And I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You got one bauble. Where are you putting it?
I don't know. The top?
One bauble.
One bauble on the very top.
On the top of the tree.
Oh, God.
Where you put, they don't even have a star. They've just popped a bauble on the top of the tree.
Oh.
And that's all they've got.
Oh, it does
one
look bleak.
Bauble. And this is a year after Ghoul made the papers the previous year for having a wonky tree. The tree was at an angle.
Oh, Ghoul.
It was at an angle.
No.
We've actually made the papers quite a lot. One year they thought they'd nailed it and they had a like massive tree. They're like, no one's going to complain about this tree. It's fucking huge. We've nailed it this year. But that tree was so tall, it went in front of the CCTV cameras that are on top of the clock tower that it goes in front of. So basically, if you wanted to commit a crime in the centre of Ghoul throughout the whole Christmas period, you could, because it was just, someone would be like, I was mugged. Did you see who did it? With a big bauble. Were you mugged by a big bauble by any chance? You just can't get the tree right.
Oh, no. It's like a Goldilocks.
Yeah.
And the three trees.
The three trees.
Yeah. This one's too big. This one's too sad. And this one's all wonky. Oh, but one of them needs to be just right. But there isn't one. So it's not like Goldilocks.
I'm sorry that I let you get the whole of that out before going, that's wrong, that actually, Amy. But it is like Goldilocks if all the porridges were shit. My favourite quote in this article, Cheney carpenter Daniel Stevenson, 18, said, I just can't believe it. It happens each year. Every year the tree is either bent or crooked.
Same thing, aren't they?
Bent or crooked.
It's either bent or it's crooked.
It's gone on a thesaurus and just gone, it's, hang on, bent, crooked, wonky.
At an angle.
Yeah.
Off kilter.
Like, Daniel, you can stop. No, no, let me read them actually. He says, I think Gore should give up bothering to have one. It's just horrendous. And I don't believe he said this. It's tremendously poor. And once again, shocking and embarrassing. What sentence is that? One bauble. I mean, come on. Hang on, this quote goes on for fucking ages. Daniel added, even as a trainee carpenter, I could have done a better job to carve one myself.
Oh, my God. I don't think Daniel exists.
He does. There's a picture of him.
Oh, it...
this is 2016, 7 years ago. The man's 25 now. He's not a trainee no more. He's a full-on carpenter.
Maybe he's a journalist now, doing puns. Yeah. Tremendous.
It's funny. Can you think of what other tree puns would you do for a bad Christmas tree?
A bad Christmas tree.
It's
trebly bad.
You've managed to make the sun look really skilled there. It's trebly bad. Imagine pitching that in the... we could say it's trebly bad. Like, what word have you changed there? Like, very? Terribly? Tetrebly? It's...
All right, you do one.
You're tin-selling the town short.
Well, you know what? Some of us don't want to work for the sun, Ian.
Well, it's my dream.
It's a tribble dream. Tribble. Oh, man. There's something out there.
This is... I remember this happening in Gore. So it says, they also ordered 5 foot to be lobbed off the top of the tree in 2013 when it was blocking out the CCTV camera. And what you'd think they'd go bottom of the tree.
Yeah.
Since there was still a triangle. Yeah. They just took it off the top. Took it off the top of the tree so it just had a big blunt edge.
Incredible.
And Gore Town Council has been contacted for comment. They must have declined to comment.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair play to them. Fair play to them.
Fair play to them, but like F-R, F-I-R.
That is good. That is good.
£6 for an eggnog.
Can I tell you what's been happening in Hull?
I would love you to.
Okay, fine.
Fucking hell, are you all right?
Well, no. Fine. It was very stressful, actually, trying to get the word tree into terribly.
Yeah.
When it definitely doesn't fit.
Yeah, I think we've got to stop you branching out into puns.
Ayo, 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 ayo. Leaf it out. Ayo, ayo, ayo. All right, okay, fine. So, here's what's been happening in Hull. So, online shoppers are fuming over bizarre Christmas substitute items.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, basically, you know when you do your online shop?
Yeah.
You do an online grocery shop, as I'm sure you have done.
I've done it in the past.
I've done it in the past. We've all done it. We've all been there. We've all done it. Mm. And obviously they can substitute in. And you'd think they'd make wise choices.
Yeah.
Wrong. Incorrect, Ian. So the one that really made me laugh was, okay, here we go. Ian.
Yeah.
Put yourself into the mind of a packer. Not an alpaca.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Let me get out of this.
Come back. He's spitting. You're packing in a supermarket.
Yeah.
Somebody has ordered a 4-pack of Beer Moretti Zero alcohol-free beer. Okay.
But they don't have that in.
They don't have that in.
I'm getting them Beer Moretti's.
You're getting them Beer Moretti's. Interesting.
Full alcohol though.
But wrong.
Okay.
Do you know what they've gone with?
Whiskey.
No.
Have they given another alcohol-free thing?
It's alcohol-free.
What, just like lemonade?
Tesco Thick Bleach Citrus.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they've gone, like, well, it's not alcohol. It's not alcohol. They don't drink. They don't drink. What don't you drink? Bleach. Get it. That sort of just makes sense.
Ooh.
They don't drink alcohol. What don't you drink? Bleach. Give him a break, Amy.
Oh, our daughter's bringing her boyfriend over for Christmas. He doesn't drink. Didn't know what to get him. Rob, is this all right for you? It's citrus. Just do a little glass, see how we get along with it.
Do it like a shot.
Yeah.
A little shot of bleach.
We're all going to have a little sherry. I got you this, Rob. It's thick. It's sort of like a liqueur. Oh, smells strong. Yeah. Get that down, yeah.
But that's the direct replacement.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody else had ordered stuffing mix, as you would for Christmas.
Bleach.
This one isn't dangerous, but it wouldn't go. So, you've got your stuffing mix, so you've got your veg, you've got your turkey, you've got all the rest. You want a bowl of stuffing. No, you're going to have to replace that with a tuna pasta bake. Unfortunately.
Imagine if you're putting the stuffing in the chicken as well, in the turkey. ramming a tuna pasta bake up your turkey's gullet or whatever it is. We got tuna pasta bake stuffed turkey.
That sounds all right. But the one that they're going mad over, which I think is absolutely wild, because I think this is a legitimate swap. White bread for wholemeal bread.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Some people really don't like brown bread.
Yeah.
I love a slice of white bread. But I think if you're complaining, the brown bread.
You can't grumble with that.
It can still be nice. Come on. That's
it
what
can
I'd
be
say.
All right.
I'd go around the house personally.
Would you?
Yeah. Fair enough with the bleach, actually. I messed up there. But that brown bread's fine.
I'm sorry about your daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And best wishes to all his family and stuff. but you can't. You can't have a go at me for the wholemeal bread.
Have a go at me for killing your daughter's boyfriend. Not brown bread.
Not brown bread. I've had me warning. I got me written warning for the tuna pasta bake.
Yeah, three strikes, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's two strikes.
That's two strikes.
Yeah.
I thought the death would be an instant dismissal, but no. They gave me, to be fair, they gave me another go, and this would be my third strike. I need you to accept the wholemeal bread.
Please.
Please.
I think, I know these things happen a lot with the old switches.
Yeah.
But I think when it is a Christmas product,
yeah,
I think a swap is unacceptable.
Oh, interesting.
So say you've ordered your Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah, your Brussels sprouts.
Your Brussels sprouts for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they might think, oh, we don't have them in, but why don't we get a bit of kale, some leeks or something? Like,
right.
That ain't Christmas! You've ruined Christmas!
Yeah, but would you rather have nothing?
Hmm. Yeah, you've got me there, Amy.
I think there should be, this would take ages though, but if you're that bothered, when you click substitute, you should be able to put in a box things you'd be happy for them to substitute it with.
Yeah.
So if you want your Brussels sprouts and they're out, you could put in carrots, turnips, potatoes, because you could have more of something else.
Yeah, why don't you give me some extra parsnips while you're there, actually? Could do with some of them. Or what about, you might have noticed I didn't order any honey, but you might be thinking, that's lovely for roasting parsnips.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a bit of honey on the fucking free.
On the fucking free, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'd say stuff like that.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, there's been a lot of substitutes. One user, James Phillips, replaced two of his nine-month matured luxury Christmas puddings with a six-pack of mince pies. They're not the same, but...
No, they got fruit in.
You can argue that's a legitimate swap.
Yeah, they've given you something Christmassy that at a push you could have as a dessert with a bit of cream.
Bit of cream. Although two luxury puddings is more than six mince pies.
Yeah, yeah. 9 months aged for a pudding.
Yeah.
You only do that with some puddings.
You could give them out-of-date mince pies.
Yeah.
We've
got these nine-month mince pies, if you like.
Have that.
They've got
and
blue
some honey on the free.
Yeah.
On the fucking free. So that's what's been going on in Hull.
Lovely. If that hasn't got you in the Christmas mood, I don't know what will.
Oh.
You must be a Scrooge. You need three ghosts to come and haunt you if that hasn't got you in the Christmas mood.
And two of them are Ian.
Yeah, me coming back. Yeah, I'm
back again.
Cut back, so I'm past and present.
And thank you so much to our special guest, the one and only Lucy Beaumont.
She's going on tour, or should I say, extending her tour.
Oh, yeah.
The demand is hot.
It's hot. It's hot, hot, hotty.
Is that a phrase? Hot demand?
It's hot demand. It's hot in demand. Red hot demand.
It's in red hot demand.
And not only can you catch her on tour, you can catch her right in your own brain, in your ears, if you listen to Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
It's a podcast that will be coming out in early 2024.
2024, which in English is 2024.
Yeah.
And in Hull, that is in 16 years' time.
In 16 years' time!
You've got to check it out. Do you think, Ian, do you think somebody has listened to this whilst wrapping Christmas presents?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh! That would be so nice.
It takes a lot of time wrapping a Christmas present. It takes a pod episode length of time.
Yeah.
To wrap your old crizzy prezzies.
Crizzy prezzy.
I'm
crizzy prezzy.
It does sound like a novelty scouse musician.
It does, yeah.
I don't know if I'd like to listen to Crizzy Prezzy's album.
No, but you don't have to because you can listen to Northern News.
Yeah.
And you can listen to even more Northern News over on our Patreon. And Apple subs. If you've got more presents to wrap, more potatoes to peel, more stockings to fill.
More. How long do you reckon we do this?
One more.
Just more. I try and think of a pun about trees.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard.
There's going to be people listening going, Amy thinks she's done a pun there. What could that be? No, I think that's it for the puns. And that's it.
No, you've got to do one. We can't.
That's
you can't
it,
promise a pun and then end the episode. That's outrageous.
Come on. Trees. What else have they got?
Pot. Bark.
Pot.
Star. Bark. Bauble.
Oh, God. The end of the episode. Just us listing the features of a tree. Listen, Amy, I want you to get a pun so bad. You could say, I'm rooting for you.
Yes!
Oh fucking hell! God. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, one and all. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah. We hope you have a lovely festive period and cook your turkeys, charge your lamps, come back next year. No, this year.
Come back this year.
Just come back this year.
Just keep listening, please.
Keep listening, we'll get better at puns. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. It's Ian Smith here from Northern News, the podcast you are currently listening to. And I'm here to tell you that I'm recording my multi-award-nominated solo show, Crushing, on Tuesday the 4th of June at the Pleasance Theatre in London. But I'd love to see some Northern News listeners there. We're recording this show. It's going to live online forever. So the more support of a crowd, the better. Hope to see you there.